morning to you all. You are invited once today. Oh yeah, I gotta stay behind this. Okay, behave myself. It's good, that you're here. There's so many other places you could be, and it's good to get together to church. And be together as a family again. Amen. So this morning, I have chosen for my title Psalms 33:12, Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. And I can say, blessed is the family whose God is the Lord. Blessed is the person whose God is the Lord.
Right.
And it's very important in the circumstances that, are out there. You know, there's a lot of things that can be distracting and takes away from that foundation. And, you know, there's just so much out there. Let's continue to just to build on that foundation of Jesus Christ. You know, I was thinking about some of this stuff. Like, you notice that just before this virus came out, Skip the Dishes decided to start doing deliveries? It wasn't that long before this, though. It started last year, I believe. Have you noticed also through this last few months the emphasis on Ancestry.com? If they get your DNA, there's a lot of things they can do to you. And have you noticed how the government now wants you to take an app so that in case you're around somebody who has the virus, they can track you? Well, that can be greatly abused. You know, they can find out wherever you are. There's just so many things out there. It's like, Lord God, you've got to give us wisdom. And you don't want to get paranoid. You want to use wisdom. And yet you want to be safe and everything else. But anyways, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Psalms 33:12. In the Amplified Version, it says, blessed, happy, fortunate, and to be envied is the nation whose God is the Lord. You know, as I mentioned even a few times already, if the church, the body of Christ, the people that have the life of God in them, do not have anything more to offer to the world than what the world has, then the world doesn't need the church. You know, we really believe we have the life of Christ in us, that Jesus came to give us life and to us fullest, then there should be that place where we should be envied. Just something to think about. My subtitle today, because I had to send this in early to Shannon because she was doing the whole thing early, and so I decided to use Blessed is the Nation whose God is the Lord. But my subtitle would be Canada, not the promised land, but a land of promise. There's always hope, always hope. And when the God is our Lord, there's always hope. So we're going to go to a familiar portion of Scripture that you've probably sang as a kid in Sunday school and have heard lots of messages on. We'll be referring to this again this morning. Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 to 27. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet, it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. May God have his blessing to the reading of his word this morning, and may somehow the Holy Spirit just impart some fresh things to you in regards to this. I want to read a little story here. In fact, we're reading a couple of stories this morning as we look back. And yet we want to look ahead as well, because this past week we celebrated Canada Day, and a lot of us have relatives and friends in the U.S., and they celebrated the 4th of July, and there was a lot of correspondence going back in regards to that. And so we want to look at a little bit of our foundation as a country, but also our foundation in the Lord, and just look a little bit ahead. Sir Samuel Leonard Tilley, Premier of New Brunswick, was one of the fathers of Confederation. He rose daily with prayer and scripture reading. As the 33 founding fathers gathered in Charlottetown to discuss the British North American Act, there were many suggestions on what to call this new United Canada. That morning, as Tilly read from Psalms 72:8, he became so convinced that Canada should be a nation under God that he presented the entire Dominion of Canada. The other fathers responded with a hearty yes, and in 1867, the Dominion of Canada was born. He shall have dominion also from sea to sea, and from the river unto the ends of the earth, and that can be found engraved on the Parliament buildings in Ottawa. And my understanding is that the leaders of territories have also adopted that, so that now he can have dominion from sea to sea to sea, because there's the Arctic Ocean as well. We have a lot of things in our history, and I went through quite an exhaustive list of, a few years back of all of the things that are on the Parliament as far as being engraved, all the scriptures, all over the place. There's scripture. So I'm not going to do that today, but we can, with that knowledge that, you know, there is some godly men, I believe, that wanted to see Canada as a nation under God. In our national anthem, O Canada, there's, I believe, four verses. I think it's the last verse, goes like this. Ruler supreme, who hearest humble prayer, hold our dominion with thy loving care. Help us to find, O God in thee, a lasting rich reward as waiting for the better day we ever stand on guard. So there we have, you know, it's there. Even in our national anthem, it's there. There's an acknowledgement of a supreme being, God, who we should be looking to help us, to guide us. And I'm not sure where we are today as a nation, and what even our politicians think about that. And of course, we all know, as with any other country on earth, there are aspects of our history that are very good, and some are not so good. It hasn't been a faultless start to our nation, and we still make flaws. There were some very positive aspects of modernization, but also some very negative effects, especially to the First Nations people of Canada. Politics, greed, religion joined together to distort a lot of true biblical Christianity. And some of these abuses and injustices we're still dealing with today. But I think one of the things we need to do is quit talking or just talking about it and start acting like people of God. Not that you aren't, but like our whole community. Let's just treat one another with love, respect, care, and encouragement. And anybody who is created in the image of God, just treat them all. Everybody is treated equal. There's no layers. And as I mentioned, although our past and present efforts are flawed, there was and still is an attempt to build, I believe, there are many in Parliament, in Alberta, that still want to build on godly principles. So whether it's a personal, relational, or as a country, we must build on a solid foundation and not the shifting sands that's happening up there right now. You got to have foundation, no matter what it is you're fighting. You have to have foundation. On July the 1st, 1960, a speech in a speech on the Canadian Bill of Rights, Prime Minister John Diefenbaker spoke words that have resonated with Canadians to this day. I am a Canadian, free to speak without fear, free to worship in my own way, free to stand for what I think is right, free to oppose what I believe is wrong, and free to choose those that shall govern my country. This heritage of freedom I pledge to uphold for myself and all mankind. We need to hear that from Parliament today. We need to hear it from Ottawa and from the legislative comments that we're still being guaranteed these freedoms and they're not taken away from us. You know, I was telling my first session, I'll share this with you too. We have some interesting things happen in our history. And when they do the Order of Canada, and they're looking for a motto for it, I should have looked up this a little bit more thoroughly and wrote down some names and things. I just thought this was interesting. So one of the people in regards to that was reading in his scripture And the faith chapter. And in the faith chapter, he came to that place in verse 16, chapter 11, verse 16, where it says, they were longing for a better country. And so they thought, you know, that would be awesome, because outside of the indigenous people, pretty well all the rest of us were all imports. And a lot of our forefathers and parents and grandparents and great-grandparents came from Europe and came from various countries seeking a better country. And religious freedom was one of the things that was important to them. And a place where they could have a family and have freedom. And so they adopted that. Happened to be, I believe, Pearson's liberals in at that time. Not that that makes any difference. Everybody, you know, vote for who you want to. So, but when they released that motto to the press, they misquoted the scripture. They didn't go for Hebrews chapter 11, verse 16. They gave the press this scripture, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 16. And I'll just read that to you, because you'll see why the press was so bewildered. Is why would you choose this scripture? But it says this: see that no one is sexually immoral, or is godless like Esau, who for a single meal sold his inheritance rights as your oldest son. Needless to say, there was bewilderment on the faces of media. And so they had to quickly withdraw that and reissue the right scripture. And I believe that John Diefenbaker was the opposition leader at that time. And you know what old Baptist said he was? He says, these guys can't even quote scripture. There's some interesting things in our history that you don't even hear about. You know, I accidentally kind of felt. There's some neat stuff happened back then. Even in our own backyard here in Alberta, right? I remember the only time I was ever able to go to a movie theater as a kid, because movies were worldly, was to hear our old preacher, Manny. Sunday, his dad, Ernest C. Manning. See, I'm getting older, I can't remember that. But we did both, because it was on a Sunday afternoon on the Paramount Theater there, in downtown Jasper Avenue. And that's the only time I was able to see a movie with my dad's permission. And so we used to listen to them, and they had, like, he preached, and they had music, and they had all kinds of neat things. And that was broadcast all over the place. For years that was broadcast. And so we have some godly things, and we wonder, you know, why was Alberta doing so well? Like, you had some godly people. And blessed is the province whose God is the Lord. Now, it wasn't flawless, believe me. But still, there was acknowledgement of God amongst our politicians. So, I'm going to give you another scripture. For no man can lay a foundation other than the one which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. And as I reminisce again, I'll share you a song that you probably all know, unless you're under 50 here. It's called My Hope is Built on Nothing Less than Jesus' Blood and Righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. Verse 2 goes like this: when darkness veils his lovely face, I'll rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy day, my anchor holds within the veil. Verse 3: his oath, his covenant, his blood support me in the whelming flood, and all around my soul gives way. He then is all my hope and stay. And then the final verse goes, when he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. I love those verses. There's some good stuff in there. And well put together. For no man can lay a foundation other than the one that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Back to our base scripture today: blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. And the building, like I say, you've heard this. I just want to refresh you in regards to this. The importance of not only just hearing what God said and what Jesus said, but what is he saying to us today? You know, it's one thing to hear, It's another thing to act on it. And that makes the difference between having a good foundation and a bad foundation. First of all, I just want to tell you, very simple point. Everybody builds their life on something. Whatever it may be. There's a lot of different things you can build your life on, but basically Jesus said it's either on shifting sands or it's going to be on solid rock. Secondly, the same things came to both houses. Both houses received wind, rain, and rising waters. And I think those of us that have been Christians for a while have got it figured out that, yes, stuff happens to believers as well. Both houses received the same abuse, in a sense, the same. But the difference was that to the believer, we have a foundation that will hold us up under the storm. And thirdly, both parties heard the same words, whether it's men or women, whatever way I put it. They both heard the same words, but it was how they responded. The difference is one put Jesus' words into practice and the other didn't. We are challenged as we head into somewhat uncertainty of the summer and fall to not only hear what God is telling us by His Spirit, but that we act on His leading. Very important. That probably means things are going to change, to look different. But that's exciting because as we listen to what the Holy Spirit is telling us, be it personally, as a family, or as a church, and we act on that, that's building on a solid foundation. And we want to do that. So if the structure looks a little different in the coming days, that's okay. Still got the same foundation. Because blessed is the church whose God is the Lord. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Blessed is the family. And that goes for our personal life, our relational life, church life, and government. I'm going to conclude with this. Very familiar, well, not that one, this one, portion of Scripture. You've heard it before. I want you to hear it again. Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Whatever God has started, it doesn't matter what the government is in, it doesn't matter what's happening out there. Whatever he started in your life, he wants to finish it. And he will complete it. And we just have to not lose that sight of that. You know? And still believe, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. And we will do our part under God to uplift him and good things in our country, best we can. In our world that's around us, we want to be that place where we're envied. Because we have the God is the Lord, and he makes a difference. So, I believe that for myself, for you guys, for this church. I believe that for my children, my grandchildren, that God has got a plan, a purpose, and he doesn't do anything fluky or by mistake. He has designed all that he does. He still has design today. Amen?
Amen.
All right, would you stand with me, please? We will dismiss you in prayer. There's no big rush to get out if you don't want. We can still mingle and have some. You can't even have coffee. I try to have coffee with a coffee machine, and there's no coffee beans in there. So it's like, how did I let this go like that? I'm always watching the pop machine and the coffee machine to make sure there's beans in there. And, change. Not a coffee support change coming yet. Amen. But we thank you, Lord, for your goodness and faithfulness to us. You are faithful. You've proved yourself faithful. And Lord, we look for your faithfulness again. And I just thank you, Lord, that you are guiding us as a congregation. You are guiding us as families, as individuals, that your plans and purposes will be accomplished. Whatever your word says will not come back void. And we thank you for that. So again, we ask a blessing upon each one this week. We again thank you for Ted and Bob as they join the Deacon Trustee Board. We just thank you for the willingness to serve in this capacity. We just ask your blessing upon them, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that as they join our team, that in this way that your creative mind will just flow through them. We thank you for ideas and for creativity as they join us And we thank you, Lord, for leading us as a group that way. Again, thank you for your blessing upon every relationship here, upon every marriage. And we thank you for a successful, healthy, safe week in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, folks.